you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Hour 2. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Friday, TGIF. Thanking God it's Friday. And we're glad to have you tuning in. We had a lively first hour discussion and a lot of interaction from listeners and emails and comments on Facebook. And it's so much fun to interact and hear from you and hear how your life is impacted by these decisions made by our elected leaders. And I've had Josh stop by the studio this morning. Thank you, Josh, for stopping in and being a part of the show this morning.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And so as we continue the conversation, one of the things we talked about, the debate in the national level and how that's affecting our day-to-day lives and people's input. But, you know, we've got some interesting races right here in Oregon, and we've had a supermajority for way too long at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like what you had talked about about the debate last night, and the fact that politicians have been in these positions for years and years and years and years and years, and all of a sudden every couple years or every 4 years are like, and this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then they never do it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like ongoing, ongoing, ongoing.
Yep. It's kind of one of those sad sayings, you know, like things like these that the politicians are talking about only matter on election years.
Mm.
They don't care. You know, Joe Biden wasn't out talking about these things last year.
Right. No, he was,
you know, in fact,
money.
He was actually saying the exact opposite of what he's saying now last year. You know, so it's really interesting. And we all have to kind of recap that. And I think it's time for some new fresh meat. It's time for some new fresh perspective. And just, you know, let's completely cycle the entire system.
Yes.
And see what happens. We don't need a bunch of hangovers.
No, and what we need is people who are willing to dedicate their time, treasure, and talent and say yes. And
absolutely.
On the line with me now, I'll bring her into the conversation. Good morning to Katie. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Good. Introduce yourself to the listeners this morning. Who are you and what are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm Katie Bossart-Glasser. I'm running for state representative in House District 11. And this district is for the Willamette Valley. It's a pretty big one. So I live between Lebanon and Brownsville, and it actually goes all the way down to Cresswell. It kind of skirts around Springfield. It gets parts of it, but definitely not all of it. But it does get kind of the heart of South Eugene and there by the U of O campus. And actually, my husband and I are farmers on his family's 125-year-old farm, and I worked as a legislative aide in 2019. And while I was there, it was such an amazing experience, but it really opened my eyes to the dysfunction that we have here in Oregon and when it comes to our government. And so I'll be honest, running for state representative wasn't in my life plan, but I'm so glad that I decided to take this step, stepping up to serve my community. You know, the biggest reason why I decided to run is I had a realization of how little I trusted my own government, and I knew a lot of other people felt that same way. And so I want to bring back balance, bring transparency and honesty back to our Capitol. I think that that's what we should be doing as elected officials. And so that is really what drove me to run. And of course, I mean, I'm sure we'll get to it later and talk more, but I have lots of other reasons why I ran as well. But that's kind of a quick overview of who I am and why I decided to run.
That's absolutely amazing, Katie. And my name is Josh, and I'm really happy to meet you and really happy that you're running. You are a prime example of what the American dream is, and just the fact that we have the opportunities in this country to take part in our own governments and play parts in that. And so thank you very much for running. You sound like you know, you're pretty knowledgeable with a lot of things that you're doing. So what kind of obstacles have you ran into on this race? Do you have a lot of support with your family? Has there been any type of friction or anything, or is it just a really supporting community around you right now?
Yeah. Oh man, I almost wanted to start laughing when you said, what kind of obstacles have I run into? Yeah, that one. So when I decided to run, I announced actually just about half a week before the filing deadline to be able to run or have your name on the ballot. So I announced, and then I believe it was just 3 weeks later that COVID really hit hard and we started getting shut down. Wow. And things like that. So we had COVID, and then we've had all of this social unrest, and then we've had fires, and you know, I mean, you can just stack on so many different things that have happened in these last 7 months. And so it's a campaign that I could never have planned for or expected, but that's okay. I mean, that's part of, if I am to be elected and become a state representative, is you have to be able to change directions quickly when something happens, and you have to be able to be quick on your feet. And going through this campaign has really taught me a lot, and I've grown a lot just in figuring out how to deal with obstacles that come my way.
Absolutely.
And then when it comes to my family, yes, they've been so supportive and helpful. And in fact, my sister is actually Representative Shelley Bossart Davis in District 15 in the Albany area. And she's, I mean, I couldn't have done this without her helping me, just, you know, explaining why things happen and giving me advice on what to do with my campaign. So having a sister that went through all of this for the first time just 2 years ago has been extremely helpful.
That's great. So it's not as scary as it seemed, kind of now being inside of it, looking from the inside out. Now, you know, you're in it, you're in your campaign, we're getting really close to this this election. So it's not as bad as it seemed, huh? It's you're kind of in it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain what it's like. I mean, until you're in the world of politics, it's hard to fully understand what happens or what it's like. So, I mean, I'm so glad I'm doing this. It's a different world, though. I don't know what else to say but that. It's just, it's such a different world.
Well, awesome. And I will say Oregon is such a unique place, having lived in South Dakota and also in Arkansas. And because of the demographics here and also the political demographics, what I'm finding coming back here since January, that there are a lot of people hold life, liberty, and our Constitution of value, but we're like a silent majority. We're real quiet in a sense. We just do our thing, you know, we're responsible, we're good, you know, community leaders and those kinds of things. And to step up to a more of a higher platform like you've done, it changes the game a little bit. And I know that there are things, because you've helped with your sister and your sister's campaign, and certainly you saw the inner workings there at the Capitol. I'm sure you were disturbed by some of the things. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was tough, and you talk about the silent majority, and I do believe it's a thing, but I guess I want to touch on that really quick, and everyone who is listening, is we have to stop being a silent majority. Mm. We have to step up and use our voice and take action. We need to be stepping up, whether it's at a level like what I'm doing or something like being a part of your city council or your school board, because we can't stand by and just expect other people to do the right thing for us anymore. I think a lot of us have had that mentality for far too long, and that's why we're in the position that we are now. And unfortunately, that is the position. And I think that there used to be a time where we felt we could trust our elected officials, but we aren't there anymore. We're so divided, and we need to make sure that our voices are being heard as well. And the only way to do that is if we use our voice. So, and now that I got off on that tangent, I forget the question that you asked me.
Well, I think the point is, when you're in the Capitol, you're seeing things that are disturbing. the very things that you said that you wanted to run for, because you want to go and make a difference, and you want to impact your community for change. And obviously, people aren't being heard. They're not feeling like they're connected. And so here you are stepping up and running. And I'm curious, when you're out with your constituents, what are they telling you they want to see done differently at the Capitol in Salem?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing is people want their voices to be heard. When I was working up at the Capitol, you know, part of the party who is in power or who is in the majority, part of their job is to make sure the minority voices are being heard. And a theme, especially in 2019, that was happening is that they would just straight up, some of them would say, "We don't need you," meaning Republicans, and which is true because they are in the super majority and Republicans were in the super minority. It is factually accurate that they technically don't need us to do a lot that would need to be done there at the Capitol. But what is really terrifying and sad about that is how many voices that means that they're completely shutting out. Mm-hmm. And so I know that as a state, a lot of people feel their voices have been silenced. And then in my district as well, there are so many people that feel for decades now their voice hasn't been heard. So unless you are kind of in that South Eugene area and have the same thoughts as people who are in that community, your voice is kind of shut out. And it's really sad. There's such a big portion of rural parts of this district in both Linn and Lane County. And as a representative, your job isn't the titles. You're supposed to represent your district.
Absolutely.
And you have to represent and make sure that all of those voices are heard, whether you fully agree with them or not, but you need to make sure and bring them to the table. And, you know, I really believe the only way that we can find a good solution is if we have all voices and opinions at the table. And that hasn't happened in this district for a really long time. So that is one of my biggest goals, and what I will work so hard to do is to make sure that everyone feels that they are heard, and so that I know what's going on, and so that I can bring that back to the Capitol and back to legislation.
So you have no grandiose plans to be a career politician. You mm-hmm. want to represent, do the work that needs to get done, and be connected to your community is what I hear you say.
Yeah, and I've said it multiple times publicly. If I am to be elected and I'm working hard and it's looking better and better every day that'll happen, if I am to be elected, I plan to serve as long as my people feel that I'm doing a good job. And I do not plan to make this a career. I am really honored to be able to do this. But, yeah, politics, I don't know if I want to be in this world forever.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. And I know having an opportunity to meet you at the Linn County Republican meeting last week, or I guess that was just a few days ago, I was so impressed with your willingness to throw your hat in the ring, to step up, be bold and brave. And I'm loving this conversation with you this morning. We're going to go to a break right now. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you to Dave and Paige Smith Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. Ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Give them a call if you're thinking about selling, thinking about buying, or maybe even doing some investing in property, you know, for that residual income in the future. Certainly, they would love to help you with that. Give them a call. Dave and Paige Smith, 503-939-7099. It's 8:22 in the morning, and we're looking for weather today. Currently here at the KSLM studios, it's warming up to 34 degrees. It was 32 when we started this morning. 34 degrees is going to be up to 55. Cloudy skies today and cool through the weekend. And it'd be a great time to rake up those leaves and do some projects around the house and prepare for, you know, the rainy season coming around the corner, right? And as we think about seasons in our life, we're certainly just days away from this election coming up on November 3rd. And we're very blessed to have on the air with us Katie, and she is running for a representative position the very first time. And Katie, what area are you in again?
Yeah, running in House District 11, which is, it goes from outside of Lebanon all the way down to Creswell and gets part of South Eugene there around the U of O campus. So in lots of rural Lennon Lane County.
Fantastic. I know Josh and I were talking off the air some of the things we wanted to ask you, and certainly love your passion. And as I met you and your sister at the Lane County Republican Forum that they had, I loved how dedicated you are, an Oregonian, fully an Oregonian who want to serve your district. And I love it. And Josh had some questions for you.
Yeah. So kind of the big topic right now, you know, considering that you're out there wanting to represent us and represent Oregonians and give, you know, the rural community and your district a voice, you know, in the state side of things. How are you combating against voter fraud? Do you have any experience of seeing any voter fraud in your district? And what do you plan on kind of preventing that from possibly happening and to make sure and assure that your district has a seat at the table?
Yeah, you know, I know that this is a big topic and there are a lot of people worried about it. And I do want to start by saying, it's been almost 20 years or right around 20 years that Oregon has been doing mail-in ballots or we can drop them off at ballot boxes. And I do want to say, as a whole, I think that Oregon does a pretty good job. Are there problems? Do we see problems every once in a while? Yes, we do. Or I'm sure every election, there are things that come up. But I do want to say, as a whole, I think we do a pretty good job. With saying that, though, I think that there is room for improvement always. And so I think we need to make sure that it's always as transparent as it can be. I think that there, in the past, there's always been allowed observers, and while the ballots are being counted, and because of COVID, there are some counties that are wanting to limit that or not allow it at all. And I understand, because of everything with COVID, the concerns, and we need to be careful. But I think so that people know that there's transparency and don't feel nervous, I think that we need to make sure and keep that open and allow a certain amount of people to come and just watch while the ballots are being counted, so that everyone can feel good about how it was done. So, I mean, overall, here in Oregon, I don't think it's as big of a problem as what they're talking about on a national stage. I know that maybe some people might not like that I'm saying that, but I mean, we've done this for a long time here in Oregon, and I do feel pretty comfortable with it.
But don't you think it's an interesting coincidence of how long we've been doing mail-in ballots is about how long we've not had a say and a seat at the table as a rural Republican conservative? You know, don't you find that a little bit interesting?
Yeah, I guess it is interesting. I would need to look at more. I guess I'll be honest, I haven't looked that detailed in it, and were there other trends happening around the same time mm-hmm. that we went to a mail-in system? Was it, I mean, it's historically, I mean, Republicans just don't turn out as much as Democrats as well. And so, I mean, that's something that, again, going back to talking about silent majority.
Right. Yep.
It's so important.
I think you're
it's so important.
I think you're spot on when it comes to that, and I think that's why we're all trying to say, "Hey, let's do our part and show up." And
that's
it's
right.
and we know nationally, that's why they're over purporting that on the national scale, on the president, the vice president's way ahead in his polling, is to try to distract or dissuade Republicans to come. Yeah, it's the way that that has worked for them in the past, and we're going to stand up and not allow that to influence us this year, that every vote counts. It makes a difference.
There's a science behind the discouragement.
Yep,
they want to discourage. Just if they can get 10% or 5% of people to not vote because they're discouraged, then they win.
And that's why the other behavior of Republicans typically is to wait or vote the day of. And I'm encouraging, we don't know, especially this year, what tomorrow will bring. You know, every day is so different, we don't know. And so it's important that we get our ballot filled out and get it in today. So talk to us a little bit about your background. You talk about farming. What kind of farming do you do there in your community?
Yeah, I'll answer that really quick. But I do want to say one more thing about ballots is I am here, as I do calls to people to remind them to turn in their ballot, one thing that I'm hearing is people feel their voice isn't being heard. And I do understand where people are coming from when saying that. But I want to remind people that some of these races, some of these state races like mine, can potentially come down to just a handful of votes.
Yes.
So when you're talking about a state level run race, your voice 100% does count, or
yes,
your vote does count. So, and there's some people who aren't sure of everyone on their ballot or don't know who to vote for. And just to remind people and to be clear, you don't have to fill in every single spot. You can literally vote for one spot and turn in the rest of it blank.
Mm-hmm.
And that is completely okay if you want to do that. So just want to remind people, it's okay to leave spots blank if you don't know, and 100% your voice does count, and make sure that you do turn in your ballot.
That's a great we're going to go to a break here. I want to remind folks too, on our website, and I see here, looking at the Oregon Right to Life, they've endorsed you, Katie. That's great. What a great tool on our website, kslm.news. You can go to election resources and you can see the Oregon Right to Life and who they endorse. That's a helpful tool as well when you're making your selection for voting on November 3rd. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. You can hear us at 1220 AM, 104.3 FM, and streaming 24/7 at kslm.news. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio as we continue the conversation today, enjoying a wonderful kind of getting an inside scoop from Katie Bossart Glasser. Did I say that right?
It's Bossart.
I'll get it right. I know we were the other day when we were at the Linn County, everybody was kind of trying to get that right. Katie Bossart Glasser, and she is representing district, wanting to represent. Hey, we're talking about that representative from District 11. And we're so glad to have you on the air. And I'm looking at your website. I'm impressed with your website, Katie. You've got a great array of information, like what you want to do, what your priorities are, the COVID-19 response, and you have a long list here of groups that have endorsed you, as well as personal endorsements and county elected official endorsements. Congratulations. That's a lot in a short amount of time for someone who didn't see this on your game plan for life, running and being an elected leader in your community. Thank you for all the hard work that you're doing. Talk to us about the last few days here in the campaign and what your big thing is that you're doing and where you need help.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing right now that we're focused on is the get out the vote effort. So, and if you ever see the initials GO TV or GOTV, I was so confused at first when I saw that. I was like, what are we talking about? But it means get out the vote.
Mm.
So that's really what we're focused on right now. Again, going back to, we have to have our voices heard, and the best way for that to happen is through voting and our ballots. So that's really, I spend hours a day making calls and reminding people to turn in their ballots. So if people do want to help, it's a really easy system that we use. It's completely anonymous. And so helping make those calls or helping send out texts, that's our biggest thing that we need, that I need help with right now. So you can find my contact information on my website at katiebossartglasser.com. And we're also we'll be doing some flyer drops this weekend and Saturday in the Eugene Springfield area. And if you want to stand on a busy corner and wave signs, that would be extremely helpful as well.
Now, you're challenging an incumbent that's been there for a season or two. And what's the sense for your district in your race? Do you have any indication of how close it is?
Yeah, initially it wasn't being looked at as a very close race, but because of a lot of things that are happening, it has become a lot closer. No, I mean, election night is going to be really exciting for sure with my race. But I do really want to encourage people to vote, because this race, I do believe, is going to come down to a handful of votes. So it's a lot closer than what people were expecting.
And the beautiful part about that, again, and what we talked about early on in the earlier segment, is how there's been a supermajority of Democrats at the State House here in Salem. And it's allowed a control, in a sense, that locks out thousands of voices in Oregon and moving Oregon forward for the good of all of Oregon, not mm-hmm. just a select few. And you're getting elected in that position will be one of the indicators of changing that power structure. Do you know how many seats do we need to, new seats we need to claim? We need to hold on to our current seats, but how many new seats we need to redeem in order to change that power structure?
So I believe that we need two seats in order to get out of the super minority.
Mm-hmm.
And then in order to get back to 50-50, or I guess 30-30 is what it would be, 30 seats. I believe we need eight to pick up eight seats. So
we can do it.
I mean, that would be, of course, a great goal and what we would like to get to eventually. But being able to pick up two seats and get out of the super minority is what we're really pushing for.
Well, and I want to say, Katie, thank you for stepping up. And I want to say to our listeners and friends, maybe you don't have the time to help Katie personally, but you can get the checkbook out and you can help her financially so she can reach those potential voters for her in the last few days. And I encourage you to go to her website. And what was that again, Katie?
Yeah, it's katiebossartglasser.com.
Excellent. Excellent. I certainly appreciate your time hanging out with us today. Any last minute things you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah. You know, I just want to make it clear that if elected, that I really am going to bring a voice to everyone and be a representative for all. I want to work across the aisle and be more of a moderate, because that's what we need, especially this district, because of how diverse it is.
Excellent, excellent. And I believe you will do that, having met you in person, knowing that you have great goals and you truly reflect that beautiful part of Oregon. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. I know you're busy in campaign mode right now on the air. Please say hello to your sister for us. Hopefully we can get her on the air here real soon. And take care and keep in touch with us, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Katie.
Have a wonderful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're enjoying a wonderful conversation, talking and touching base with our elected leaders. And I think it's important, Josh, that we hear personally from them and what their goals and priorities are. And I think there's some good goodness, I know it's hard. And we have to be on a ticket as a party, right? We have to say, this is who we're registering, because they have party platforms. Party platforms, we look at that and we say, these are their goals, these are the values, these are the things that we're going to line up, and we decide to register with a party or not register with a party. When you get elected into these positions, what she said exactly is true. You're representing all of Oregon. You're representing your district, but you're also looking at all of the information to make the best decisions. And knowing what a person's priorities are and values are personally will influence those decisions. But it's not about the good of one party or the other.
Exactly.
It's about doing the right thing for Oregon.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. And looking out for, you know, just finding somebody that's going to represent Oregon and the people of Oregon at this point is a godsend, because, you know, the things that the current administration's doing here in Oregon and the current legislation, it's like they're not even listening to anything, and they're going completely sideways with all the mandates and jurisdictional power grabs and, you know, empowering OSHA and empowering the OLCC to operate as police officers it's just absurd. And I think there's going to be a huge wave and a huge pushback against that.
Anytime a governor in Washington and a governor of California have more influence on our governor than the people of Oregon, that's troubling to me.
Yep.
Very troubling. And so as we continue to move forward and we think about all of the candidates that we've had on the air here, it's incredible to hear their personal stories and what they're calling, in a sense. And I don't know if you saw this or not, Josh, but you know who Mike Huckabee is, right? You know, he was the governor of Arkansas. Of course, I used to live in Arkansas, not at the time that he was there. But in 2008, he founded a Huck Pack, is what they call it, to promote conservative principles and help elect conservative candidates at every level of government. I believe that America is at a crossroads, and the choices we make in the coming years will determine the future of our country for generations. This coming from Mike Huckabee. Well, if you go to his huckpack.com website and you go to his endorsement page, here's something kind of cool. You click on Oregon and you look right there and it's like, whoa, or endorsements of the Huck Pack. He has endorsed Joe Ray Perkins for Senate. Mm-hmm. He's endorsed Cliff Bentz for House, Joanna Harbor for House, Alec Scolatos, how do you say that? Scolatos, I think is how you say that. He's down in Southern Oregon for House. And Amy Ryan Corser, $25,000 from the Huck Pack coming to Oregon for these campaigns. And that certainly is a shot in the arm and encouragement to these national candidates that are running. And I remember talking to each of the two that I know of, both Joe Ray and Amy Ryan Corser, and how exciting that is to have that infusion of funds, you know, kind of here.
Absolutely.
The later part of the game and how they can utilize those to help them get their message out.
Yeah, and also, folks, you know, just remember, when you are voting for a national candidate, a national state representative, you know, such as Joe Ray and stuff like that, is that's giving us a better seat at the national table.
Mm-hmm.
So as it may not, you know, impact us directly here locally, as far as the national pool goes, it's a huge contribution to that in helping Trump on his next administration and being able to get what he needs to get done.
Well, and I keep kind of laugh a little bit, but if we can cut off that super power for Nancy Pelosi and our governor here locally, it would change things. It'd make them play instead of pay to play.
I don't think she's going to make it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Unless it's fraud. I mean, there's a lot of fraud. But
There's a lot of stuff that's going to...
It's interesting how bold they are being with their draconian measures. It only makes me think that they're either very brazen and, you know, fortune favors the bold type position, or they have something up their sleeve in which, with this COVID thing and like, you know, Katie was talking about how they have restrictions on oversight. Well, that's your vote. You have 100% right to be involved and to oversee your vote, to make sure your vote counts. That's your future. That's your right as an American. And there's no pandemic. There's no governor. There's no law. There's nothing that can prevent you from doing that. So I think if you're concerned about that, you should definitely go to the vote counting and kind of oversee that, because they want it to be in the dark. They don't want you to see what's going on. You know, then they can fudge a little things here and do this and do that, and don't think it's not going to happen. You know, that Trump derangement syndrome is very real, and people are upset.
Well, and I think it's important that we stay informed and we stay prepared to do our part. And we've got something fun going on, Josh. We're taking pictures. We're going to submit our pictures on Facebook of us dropping in our vote.
That's right.
And we look forward to seeing your picture when you drop off your ballot.
I'll smile.
Probably today, right? Yep.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having fun on this Friday. You're welcome to join the conversation, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Good morning. It's a good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. It's 8:50 in the morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News you can use. And we're in Random Friday talking about this and that and everything in between, and mostly about politics this morning. And fun to check in with Katie out of District 11. And so I'm encouraged. You know, I think older Americans are like, oh, the new people coming up, I'm so discouraged, and all these. And when you see riots going on in the streets and these young people and the destruction, and I get that part of it, because at times I can be discouraged too. But when I see people like you, Josh, who are getting involved in the process, you're in your 30s. I see people like Katie stepping up and who have young families and, you know, doing their businesses and farms and things. They have plenty to do, but they're saying, no, I need to step up and get involved and represent my community and say yes to the call. I'm so encouraged by that. And I think
it's exciting.
We've got to do our part, folks. We've got to show up. We've got to talk to our friends and family and tell them why we are doing what we're doing, you know, and have that influence. And again, I go back to the tipping point. I go back to last hour talking about where we're at, you know, that 10% can have an influence on the rest.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's also like what you were talking about before. I don't know if we were on the air or not yet, but just talking about the difference between hope and fear. And I feel that Trump has literally infused a massive amount of hope all across the country and across the world. And that's inspiring people like myself and other people to get involved. They're kind of revealing the curtain behind or the man behind the curtain, to where it's like, hey, this isn't so scary, this isn't so bad. And so he's really encouraging, and I think this whole movement and kind of this grassroots movement that is, you know, been fermenting for a long time is really kind of roaring up and inspiring people like Katie, inspiring people like half the candidates on the ballots right now in Oregon, and just a lot of people that want to get involved and want to do something. So it's all about the hope, and it's all about that community involvement. You don't have to get yourself involved with everything, but just something that you're good at, something that you can contribute a little bit of time once a week or once a month, that's how America turns. That's how the motor and the gear stay oiled, and we stay involved. For too long, we've been uninvolved with the politics, and I think it's really important now we do get heavily involved, and then that's where the real change happens.
Well, and the things that we're not seeing in our local government that I think will be good when we get through this election and get to the state house in January, is we need to have accurate public access. You know, our public building has been locked down. As you know, there have been many Open Up Oregon rallies at the Capitol, and there's something going on this weekend. Is there still momentum going on? Is there any kind of gatherings going on this weekend?
Yeah, I think there's definitely something going on at the Capitol this weekend. I'll touch base with you on that. So one thing I think we should do also is we need to take those tarps off of the statues in front of the Capitol.
Yes.
We need to open that back up. It's kind of depressing when you drive by there and you're covering up those beautiful statues that are there. There's no reason they should be covered. People aren't going to knock them down anymore. Trump made it a federal offense to knock down any type of monument or statue. And the minute that he did that, all of them stopped coming down. So, you know, I think Brown is just doing it as a sense, just like she's enforcing the masks and mandating the masks. She just doesn't want you to feel good anymore And that's really what it comes down to.
Well, and that's inadequate leadership in my mind. I think we need leaders that are infusing hope, realistic hope.
You want to feel good about waking up and feel good about getting involved
in our future, and that we have a part to play. And I think our involvement this year in our election, I think our numbers will go up. And I know right now the Journal has put, like, you know, the Republicans are behind, not showing up as much and things like that. But I believe even over this weekend, we're going to have an infusion of people turning in their ballots. And again, I want to remind our friends that are listening, take a picture of you turning in your ballot. Have someone take a picture of you and post it on our Facebook page. I voted.
Yep.
And with that, when we do that, we're going to have a drawing. I'm going to do something really fun for it. We're going to pick a couple people out of there who's doing that. So we're going to have a little contest next week of people putting in their ballots and showing up, showing off in a sense that, hey, I've done my due diligence and I've voted.
Yes. And another thing, just a reminder, the Statesman Journal is owned by USA Today. You know, half the newspaper is USA Today. So, you know, to think that they have, you know, a vested interest in the local anything, mm-hmm. it's all a scapegoat. They're just trying to build credibility and pretend that they're local. They're not, folks. You know, they're working for somebody else, and they do have a stake in trying to subvert against the Republicans.
It is interesting because it's owned by the same company that owns the newspaper out of Rapid City, South Dakota, mm-hmm. the Rapid City Journal. They're all kind of on the same page, and they're all influencing our communities across the nation.
Exactly.
And we can buck up against that with the truth and the real facts of what's going on. And that's kind of the nice thing about a conservative live talk radio,
right?
We can bring people in and we can share.
This is very important.
The other part of that is that we have an opportunity to listen in, and we've got a few calls. We've got callers on the line, and we only got about a minute and a half left, but I think it's important to hear what you have to say. Go ahead, and we're going to start with Ron. Go ahead, Ron. You're joining the conversation. We've got about a minute and a half. Go.
I want to say three things. Number one, you're doing great, Josh. It's nice hearing from you. Number two, think about the divine providence through faith. Who would expect the Vice President Biden step in the mud and throw his own guts out there? And Trump, all he had to do is, when he was waiting, he was posed. He was praying in some cases.
Mm. Yeah.
And look at the divine providence. I mean, he didn't bring up Hunter. He didn't bring up about the various other subjects that happened last night. But look how it paid out.
Yes.
Look how it uplifts. People get out there and vote.
I agree.
Walk through your communities.
Thanks, Ron.
And Republicans, get on up.
That's right,
God bless
Ron.
Y'all.
Good job.
Thanks,
Thank
Ron.
You, Ron.
God bless you.
On the line, too, is Gail. Thank you for joining in this morning. Go ahead and go. You've got a few seconds left.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you for all that you're doing. If you guys need help taking that tarp down,
yes.
We're with you. We're ready for it to come down.
Let's do it. Yes.
Ready to clean it up, too.
That's right. I'll take my blower out there, and we'll get it all cleaned up.
I love it.
I do have one question. I missed all the things when you were going through them for the voter's guide. Our Marion County clerk, are we happy with Bill Burgess? He's been in there. I haven't heard any complaints. Or is it time for someone new? Does anybody have a gut feeling?
I don't have any insight on
you know, that.
That
is a good question. And I know I was going to mention that Bill Post has a voter's guide out. And
I didn't see that.
Yeah, BillPost.com. If you go to his website, he may have weighed in. I'm going to look real quick. We got a short amount of time. I know he's got all the people that he's talking about the measures and what to do there, and even the judges. And I don't know if it goes quite down to our county clerks, but I know I haven't heard any comments in regards to our clerk, but I do think it's something to evaluate, and I think we'll do some research on that.
That is a great point.
Mm-hmm. I do think so.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gail.
Thank you for calling in, Gail.
My ballot for that.
Have a wonderful day. Take a picture of your ballot. Post it on our Facebook. We'd love that, okay?
Hey, get out there and do something fun this weekend, guys.
Enjoy. God bless you, Gail. Thank you for tuning in, friends, today. Thank you for joining the conversation. And we're heading into a weekend, a good time to get that ballot in. Take a picture, submit it to KSLM Radio. And remember, no matter what you're doing today, we can make a difference. Josh, thank you for joining the conversation
this
morning. Yes. And over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, You and I were overcomers. Have a great day.